You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski,
featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
She's coming for you, Arizona. Lori Vallow heading for a new trial. The governor releasing her from the state of Idaho, and now she is heading to Arizona for the second phase of the Lori Vallow Daybell Show. Get your tickets now, Ticketmaster.com. This is going to be an interesting one once we finally get there. Obviously, we're still kind of at the beginning stages of all of this. My first question to you is, should Lori Vallow ever really be standing trial at this point? Or do we have someone where it's just, it's a waste of time, judging by the way that she reacted at her sentencing hearing? Clearly someone who's not all there. Can I make the arguments of, you know, whether or not she's playing us or not, but I don't know. What are your thoughts, Nima Rahmani?
Yeah, I mean, here's someone, I mean, we've talked about mental health issues, clearly documented mental health issues, someone that was at least temporarily incompetent in Idaho. And, you know, I get this question a lot. Look, here's someone who's serving life in prison. She really has no good basis to appeal. She's lucky she wasn't sentenced to death, frankly. And, you know, what's the Arizona case going to do? And, you know, whether it's a murder, we've talked about this, you and I, Tony, with, you know, BTK or even like Harvey Weinstein, right? Someone's going to die in prison. Well, what's the point? I mean, this is going to come at significant taxpayer expense, but, you know, you're talking about victims and victims have rights and here's someone who's deceased and, you know, it's a murder.
Yeah.
And, you know, the family members, they're entitled to their justice and their day in court. But yeah, I agree. When you said show, I mean, it's going to be a show. Probably the biggest case in Arizona, maybe since Jody Arias.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has no reason to plead or accept anything. Clearly, we saw her at sentencing. The case is going to go to trial because there's no reason not to try the case.
I think it comes down to defining what justice means. And I think that's an individual case basis where I think to many, you think of justice, you think, okay, this person is going to get their verdict. If they're found guilty, they'll feel it. They're going to feel the effects of being found guilty and recognize, maybe not necessarily agree, but recognize that there is punishment being put on you for wrongdoing. With Lori Vallow Daybell, I don't know if that's even a possibility of her conceiving of that concept. Basically, clearly, she did not from the trial of her children, judging by her statement that she made at the sentencing. And if she's still in that sort of mental state, you're basically bringing the injured monkey into the courtroom and poking it with a stick, and it's still not going to realize it's being poked with a stick or why it's even there. That, to me, is kind of how I feel where she's at. Obviously, it's a question of mental competency. But so far, you know, they in Idaho, they said, yeah, you're good to go. I suppose that could change here in Arizona. What are your thoughts?
You know, it could change. And like you said, someone that killed or at least participated in killing her own kids and then had to look her surviving son in the eye, you know, and have him testify against her. You know, it's just incredibly sad. But yeah, I agree with you, Tony. Here's someone that will really never understand or appreciate the horrible things that she did. And then was frolicking with her new husband in Hawaii when her two kids were killed and really suffered a horrific death. I don't expect anything to change for Lori Vallow. It's going to be interesting how Chad Daybell's trial goes because obviously he's looking at the death penalty. And look, there's always the possibility that Lori faces the death penalty in Arizona. I think it's unlikely. Even though the state does have the death penalty, it's rarely charged over there. Mm-hmm. So we're likely looking at another life case that really we're marching towards that inevitable guilty verdict.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a question more so for that the family of Charles Vallow of, you know, is justice a court saying guilty? And I think the other question is, do you want to put yourself through that, be re-victimized over and over by someone who's never truly going to grasp it? But I guess that's more of a question for the family than all of us spectating on it.
I think so. I think some victims do want their day in court. They want to address the judge. They want to address the jury, talk about the loss of their loved one with the hands of the defendant. And they're going to be able to tell their story, mm-hmm. even though Lori Vallow probably won't put up much, if any, kind of defense.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.